Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
All right, folks, let's talk about something that's keeping CISOs up at night. And if it's not keeping you up, it should be. Deepfake-powered business email compromise. We're not talking about grainy fake videos anymore. We're talking about real-time voice clones on phone calls, synthetic executives on Zoom approving wire transfers, and attacks so convincing that your trained finance team won't blink before sending millions to threat actors. Section: The Anatomy of Modern Deepfake-Enhanced BEC. Business email compromise has evolved from Nigerian print scams to sophisticated, multi-vector attacks that leverage generative AI. The FBI's IC3 reported $4.7 billion in BEC losses for 2025, with deepfake-enhanced attacks accounting for an estimated 23% of successful compromises, up from essentially zero in 2022. The attack chain now looks fundamentally different. Threat actors begin with async collection, scraping LinkedIn videos, earnings calls, podcast appearances, and conference presentations. Tools like combined with audio extraction pipelines feed directly into voice cloning services. A mere 3-second audio sample can now produce convincing voice clones using models based on VolEX and its derivatives. The technical sophistication is staggering. Attackers deploy real-time voice conversion using RVC, retrieval-based voice conversion models, enabling live phone calls where the attacker speaks naturally while the output mimics your CEO. Video deepfakes leverage latent diffusion models fine-tuned on target faces, achieving temporal consistency that defeats naive frame-by-frame detection. Consider this real attack pattern from Q4 2025. Attackers compromised a vendor's email system, monitored communications for weeks, then initiated a wire transfer request. When the target company's controller called to verify, the attacker answered using a real-time voice clone of the vendor's CFO. The call lasted 4 minutes. $2.3 million vanished. MyTree Atlas maps these techniques under synthetic media generation and adversarial ML attack staging. The attack surface isn't just email anymore. It's every communication channel where identity is assumed rather than verified. Here's my take on this. 3 seconds of audio from a podcast or earnings call is all attackers need to clone your executive's voice convincingly enough to authorize a wire transfer. Section: Detection Architecture, Beyond Perimeter Defenses. Traditional email security gateways are necessary but insufficient. Modern defense requires a multi-layered detection architecture that operates across the entire communication stack. Here's what that architecture looks like in practice. Layer 1: Content Analysis Pipeline deploy deepfake detection models at email attachment and link inspection points. Microsoft's Video Authenticator API and Intel's FakeCatcher provide enterprise-grade detection, but you need to build the integration layer. Consider this simplified detection pipeline. Code example shown in the article, Layer 2. Behavioral analytics implement UEBA specifically tuned for executive impersonation. Key signals include requests originating from unusual time zones, linguistic patterns deviating from baseline, urgency indicators combined with payment requests, and communication channel switching, email to voice to video. Layer 3, out-of-band verification systems build automated verification workflows that trigger on high-risk transactions. This isn't just policy, it's infrastructure. Deploy systems that automatically initiate verification through pre-registered channels when transaction thresholds are met. The NIST AIRMF's govern function requires documented procedures for AI-related risks. Map your detection architecture to these controls explicitly. Here's my take on this. Your detection architecture needs 3 layers minimum. Content analysis catching synthetic artifacts, behavioral analytics catching impersonation patterns, and automated out-of-band verification catching everything else. Section: Voice authentication and liveness detection. Voice biometrics were supposed to be the answer. Then came real-time voice conversion. The security industry's response has been liveness detection, but implementation matters enormously. Modern voice liveness detection operates on 3 principles: physiological signals that are difficult to synthesize, challenge response protocols that require real-time human cognition, an acoustic environment analysis that detects studio conditions. Nuance's Gatekeeper and Pindrop solutions now incorporate anti-spoofing layers, but these require proper integration. A common architectural mistake is deploying voice biometrics without liveness checks, essentially building a front door that accepts photocopies of keys. For high-value transactions, implement multi-factor voice authentication. Factor 1. Voice biometric match, necessary but insufficient. Factor 2. Random phrase challenge requiring cognitive processing. Factor 3. Callback to registered device with secondary authentication. The technical challenge is latency. Real-time voice conversion introduces processing delays of 50 to 200 milliseconds, creating detectable artifacts in conversational flow. Build detection systems that measure response latency patterns. Legitimate callers exhibit consistent response timing. Attackers using voice conversion show measurable delays, especially on unexpected questions. Consider implementing acoustic fingerprinting of known executive devices and environments. When your CFO calls from their home office, the acoustic signature should match previous legitimate calls. Anomalies trigger additional verification. OWASP's guidance on voice interface security, part of their broader AI security initiative, recommends treating all voice channels as potentially compromised. Design systems assuming the voice can be faked, because it can. Here's my take on this. Voice biometrics without liveness detection is like a door lock that accepts photocopies of keys. Deploy challenge response protocols and measure response latency to catch real-time voice conversion. Section: Video Deepfake Defense for Executive Communications. The Zoom call that approves the acquisition. The Teams meeting that authorizes the wire transfer. Video conferencing has become the ultimate trust vector, and deepfakes are exploiting it. Real-time video deepfakes have crossed the uncanny valley. Tools built on first-order motion models and neural head avatars can now run on consumer GPUs with sub-100ms latency. The February 2024 AirUp attack in Hong Kong, where deepfake video calls convinced an employee to transfer $25 million, wasn't an anomaly. It was a preview. Detection approaches fall into three categories: passive detection, analyze video streams for GN fingerprints, temporal inconsistencies, and physiological impossibilities. Look for irregular blinking patterns, inconsistent lighting on face versus background, lip sync errors at phoneme boundaries, and missing micro expressions during emotional content. Active challenges: implement real-time verification protocols during high-stakes calls. Request specific actions that are difficult for deepfakes to render convincingly. Turning the head to extreme angles, moving hands across the face, or responding to unexpected visual prompts. Cryptographic verification: deploy solutions like TruePic or Content Credentials that embed signed metadata at capture time. For internal executive communications, consider hardware tokens that sign video streams cryptographically. Architectural recommendation: integrate deepfake detection directly into your video conferencing infrastructure. Zoom and Teams both offer API access for media streams. Deploy detection models as sidecar services that analyze streams in real time and surface alerts to participants. Code example shown in the article. Map these controls to MITRE ATLAS mitigation, adversarial input detection, and document your detection thresholds and response procedures. Here's my take on this. That executive on your Zoom call might be running on a consumer GPU. Integrate deepfake detection directly into your video conferencing infrastructure, not as an afterthought. Section: Building the Human Firewall, Training That Actually Works. Technical controls fail without trained humans. But traditional security awareness training is woefully inadequate for the deepfake era. You need simulation-based training that creates genuine cognitive resistance to synthetic media manipulation. Design training programs around these principles. Exposure training: show employees deepfakes of their actual executives. Yes, this requires creating them, with appropriate consent and legal review. The psychological impact of seeing a convincing fake of someone you know creates lasting skepticism that generic training cannot achieve. Red Team Exercises: conduct authorized deepfake-enhanced BEC simulations. Track metrics beyond click rates. Measure how many employees initiated out-of-band verification, how quickly they reported suspicious communications, and whether they followed established protocols under pressure. Decision trees, not intuition, Humans are terrible at detecting deepfakes by sight. Studies show detection rates hover around 50%, essentially coin flips. Train employees to follow verification procedures regardless of how convincing the communication appears. The procedure is the protection, not their judgment. Critical verification protocols for high-risk transactions. Any wire transfer request over threshold requires callback to pre-registered number, not the number provided in the request. Video calls requesting financial action require secondary authentication through separate channel urgency, combined with secrecy requests, trigger mandatory escalation. Any request to bypass normal procedures requires in-person verification document. These procedures in your incident response playbooks. Map them to NIST CSF's Protect function and ensure they're tested quarterly through tabletop exercises that specifically include deepfake scenarios. The goal isn't deepfake detection, it's deepfake irrelevance. Build processes where synthetic media cannot succeed regardless of quality. Here's my take on this. Humans detect deepfakes at coin flip accuracy. Stop training people to spot fakes and start building verification procedures that make detection irrelevant. Section: Incident Response and Attribution Challenges. When deepfake-enhanced BEC succeeds, your incident response playbook needs specific procedures. Traditional BEC response focuses on email header analysis and account compromise investigation. Deepfake incidents require forensic analysis of synthetic media and fundamentally different attribution approaches. Forensic acquisition: preserve all media artifacts immediately. Video call recordings, voicemails, and any attachments require bit-for-bit preservation with chain of custody documentation. Standard email preservation procedures are insufficient. Technical analysis: deploy forensic tools designed for synthetic media. Photo forensics, Hive Moderation's deepfake detection API, and academic tools like Face Forensics Plus can identify generation artifacts. Document GAN fingerprints, compression inconsistencies, and temporal anomalies for potential legal proceedings. Attribution reality check: attribution for deepfake attacks is extremely difficult. The tools are widely available. Generation can occur anywhere, and the actual communication infrastructure may involve multiple compromised systems. Focus investigative resources on the financial trail rather than the deepfake origin. Legal considerations are evolving rapidly. The EU AI Act classifies deepfakes as high-risk AI systems requiring disclosure. U.S. federal law under the Defiance Act of 2024 creates civil liability for non-consensual deepfakes. Document everything for potential litigation and regulatory notification. Update your incident response playbooks with these deepfake-specific procedures, media preservation protocols, video, audio, images, forensic analysis workflow with tool chain documentation. Legal notification requirements varies by jurisdiction. Communication templates for affected parties, recovery procedures for voice/video authentication systems potentially compromised by training data theft. Finally, conduct post-incident analysis focused on control failures. Which layer of your detection architecture missed the attack? What verification procedures were bypassed and why? Feed findings back into your security architecture and training programs. Here's my take on this. When deepfake BEC hits, chase the money, not the media. Attribution is nearly impossible, but financial forensics still works. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. 3 seconds of executive audio enables convincing voice clones. Audit and minimize executive media exposure. Takeaway 2. Deploy 3-layer detection: content analysis, behavioral analytics, and automated out-of-band verification. Takeaway 3. Voice biometrics require liveness detection and challenge response protocols to defeat real-time conversion. Takeaway 4. Integrate deepfake detection directly into video conferencing infrastructure via MediaStream APIs. Takeaway 5. Train employees to follow verification procedures, not to detect fakes. Human detection accuracy is effectively random. Here's the bottom line. Deepfakes are going to keep getting better, but your defenses don't have to rely on detecting them. Build verification systems that make synthetic media quality irrelevant. Procedure beats perception every single time. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.